What is a prophet? What is prophecy? What do they mean? Well, the Hebrew word for prophet literally means one who bubbles up or pours forth. And that's kind of the Hebrew origins to that word. And the idea is that God's prophet bubbles up or pours out the word of God. God gives us these definitions in the Old Testament. We study through the Old Testament. We can see prophets speaking God's word, and we can see God interacting with them, and we can see what they're saying. In Numbers 12, 6 through 8, there, God defended Moses as kind of a very special prophet in the Old Testament. This is what those verses say. Then he said, and this is God speaking, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So in this context, there's some challenges arising about Moses' leadership. And God is explaining that, you know, when people out there who are not Moses claim to have some kind of prophecy, they usually get it through some kind of vision or dream, and then they reveal it in some kind of dark saying that is a proverb or something like that, something that's hard to understand. But what God is saying is that Moses is my prophet, and when I speak to him, I speak to him face to face, and I speak to him directly, and he says exactly what I am telling him. So that's kind of how God is defining the role of a prophet here in this context. He's saying the best prophets are the ones who I speak directly to. And those are the ones that you really need to listen to. And if you don't listen to prophets like that, then you should. You should be afraid, because they are going to say exactly what I am saying. Well, in Deuteronomy 18, in verses 18 through 22, those verses tell us a little bit more about what a prophet is as well. And in those passages, Deuteronomy 18, and you can read with me if you want to here in 18 through 22. Moses is talking about future prophets that are going to come and arise. And he says this, and this is really God speaking through Moses. The book of Deuteronomy is Moses re-giving the law again. That's why it's called Deuteronomy. It means second law, something like that. So, but notice verse 18 and verse 17, Moses is talking. He says, "And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good." Verse 18. And here's what he says about the prophets. "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. And you will put and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." So, first of all, that gives us a good definition of what a prophet is. A prophet is someone who speaks God's words. And he is going to say what God tells him to say. And so the question arises, well, what about someone who doesn't do that yet claims to be a prophet? We'll look at verse 20. "But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has spoken? And here's the answer. Verse 22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. So basically the test is, look, if God's speaking to a prophet, he can tell that prophet what's going to happen in the future. And if he prophesies about that future and it happens exactly as he says, then, well, that's confirmation that he's a prophet of God. Well, but what happens if it does not come to pass? Well, then the Lord says, you can know he's not really a prophet. There's the litmus test. If he prophesies about the future and it doesn't come to pass as he says, he's not a prophet of God. So there's a connection there between prophecy and things that happen in the future. But the word prophet also can mean someone who speaks on behalf of another. In Exodus chapter 7 and verses 1 and 2, God uses the word prophet in relationship to Aaron, who was speaking on behalf of Moses. Listen to this. Listen to these verses. Exodus 7, 1 through 2. God told Moses, see, I have made you, that is Moses, as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of this land. Now you remember why God said that to Aaron. It was because Moses tried to make an excuse that he was not an eloquent man and he couldn't speak in front of other people and that kind of thing. And so God took away all of his excuses and he said, okay, then I will give you Aaron to be your spokesperson. And, you know, because he's a good speaker. So Moses didn't have an excuse after that. But basically what God said here in this passage, he shall be your prophet, you know, one who speaks on behalf of another. And, of course, mostly it's talking about a person who speaks on behalf of God as being a prophet. So what is a prophet? One who bubbles out the word of God, one who speaks God's words word for word, one who sometimes at least foretells the future and who speaks on behalf of another, namely God. So what is a prophecy? And that, of course, is usually the words that the prophet speaks, right? The prophecy is what he speaks or what he writes down. Prophecy, a lot of times we think about the word prophecy in terms of future events. But in the Bible, a prophecy does not necessarily have to be a future event. It can be, but the prophets of the Old Testament spoke about the past, about the present, and about the future. And so it wasn't limited. Their prophecies were not limited to just the future. And I think that's an important point to understand. Take Nathan the prophet, for example. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, and you can read about this in 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, David committed adultery with Bathsheba. That was largely unknown. Just very few people understood what had happened there. And many months later, God reveals these things to Nathan the prophet. And so God tells Nathan about what happened in the past so that he could correct David in the present. And so Nathan the prophet was used there to make some changes in David's life. And so he told David exactly what he had done. Now, we have no idea I'm going to say, go out on a limb here and say probably Nathan didn't even know that until God revealed it to him. You know, that's probably what happened there. But Nathan ended up being the one that God told to go to David and to tell him that he needs to repent of this sin that he had committed. And so he does, and we read about that, and then Nathan finally ends with that very poignant statement, "Thou art the man," you know, and really did lay it on David there. And so Nathan represents, you know, the prophet in doing his job in the Old Testament in talking about things of the past, applying them to the present, and then even talking about the future, because he prophesies about David's child, that it is not going to survive. We see Elijah prophesying against the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. And this was a role of a prophet also, to lead God's people when there was an absence of leadership among those who were in power, namely the kings and the queens and the princes and people like that. When they refused to do God's will within their life, it was up to the prophets to chastise them and rebuke them and correct them. And they did that very often under the old covenant. But prophecies also foretold of things that would happen in the future. God said that would be the test, right, of whether or not a true prophet was a prophet. And Isaiah takes this same test and he applies it to the prophets of the false gods of his day and time in Isaiah 41, 22 through 24. And there God is speaking through Isaiah and he says, talking to these false prophets and idolaters, he says, "Let them bring forth and show us what will happen." If you really want to believe that these idol worshipers are prophets, let them tell what will happen in the future. That's the real test. Let them show the former things, what they were, and even going back into history and remembering things that happened in history that have been lost to history. Prophets could do that as well. "That we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are," little g, gods, these idols, "yes, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and see it together. Indeed, you are nothing, and your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination." So the point that God's making in that passage is, these false idols had no power, they had no ability, they couldn't do anything, they couldn't prophesy the future, they couldn't tell you about the past, they couldn't do anything. And so these prophets who were prophesying on their behalf were liars, more or less. But God has always worked with his people to bring out prophets who could foretell events in the future. And so God's point is that he is the only God that tells us of things that happened long ago, things that will happen in the present, and things that are going to happen in the future. And so the prophet that does this speaks on behalf of God. Well, what does prophecy mean? What is a prophet? What is prophecy? What do they mean? Prophecy in general, generally speaking, means that God has inspired men and sometimes women to speak for him to mankind, and that their words are God's words, and we should listen to them. You remember what he said to Moses? If they do not hear this prophet who speaks on my behalf, then they're going to be in trouble. And if they don't listen to you, they should fear you, Moses, because I speak to you face to face. Today, Jesus is the prophet to whom we should all listen. And you say, Jesus is a prophet or was a prophet? Yes, he was. In fact, Peter tells us in Acts chapter 3 and verses 22 through 26 that Jesus was the prophet that Moses spoke about in Deuteronomy 18. So there's a prophecy in Deuteronomy 18 about a prophet who would come, to whom the people had an obligation to listen. And who was that prophet? A prophecy about a prophet. And who was that prophet? It was Jesus Christ himself. Listen to what what Peter says here in Acts 3, 22 through 26. He says, "For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people.'" Now look at how Peter explains this in verse 24. He says, "Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." So here's the fulfillment of the prophet that God would raise up. He's fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. And so he's the one that we ought to hear today. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets." And verse 2 says this, "that he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son." And so there you go. Jesus is the one to whom we should listen today, and to whom the Old Testament even says we are to listen today. And so let's give our attention to Jesus Christ and the words that he spoke, so that none of those curses will come upon us.